this is Daniel from Six String Slaughter. You are listening to Metal Meltdown at Metal Messiah Radio. Stay tuned.
Metal Maniacs, please welcome to Metal Messiah Radio by way of Denmark from death metal band Six String Slaughter, vocalist Mr. Daniel Wilkins. How you doing tonight, Daniel? Welcome to the Metal Meltdown.
Hello, USA and New York. I'm doing fine here in Denmark, Europe, and thank you for letting me getting through the lines and all the way out to you, all your listeners.
Oh yeah, we're worldwide. We're going to be heard all around the world, and it's great to have you here with us today to talk about your band.
That's awesome.
Yeah, thank you for taking the time to do this.
Of course. Thank you for supporting the band and for having the interest in our music. That's a great thing when people like the stuff that we are struggling to make in the rehearsal room, in the studio, and so that's awesome that people like it and that you want to use your time to question me about the band.
I really enjoy the sound of the Six String Slaughter. Could you please enlighten us on how the band all came together and how the band got its name?
Yeah, in 2007, the two former Corpus Mortal members, Søren and Nicolas, they went together to make Six String Slaughter. They had from 2007 until 2009, they have several auditions to find a singer, and I showed up in 2009 and got the job. So the reason that we are called Six String Slaughter, I really don't know, but I know that it is slang for guitar solo.
For guitar solo, I was thinking. I was thinking it had to do with a guitar being six string, but I wasn't sure about that. And it is a very unique name. People have commented on the name, and they say, well, the music is really good, but that name is very, very interesting. And I'm like, yeah, the name of the band is interesting, but there are a lot of other bands out there that have, I wouldn't say a more interesting name, but maybe a little bit more bizarre name. But the music is kick-ass.
Oh yeah, thank you. We are, you know, our inspiration comes from the 80s thrash scene and the 90s death metal scene. So for us, it's a mix up by those two kind of music, and we love them both. So we have mixed them together in what you can hear on the Born Unspoiled album.
Yeah, it's very true. Very true. And you were saying that the band actually was born or formed in 2007. And you just mentioned the other two members of the band. Could you say their names again?
Søren Jensen and Nicolas Mølsjøen.
Very cool. So
they have been played in another Danish death metal band called Corpus Mortal.
Right.
And they dropped out of Corpus Mortal and to make something different than death metal. And they have tried, as I said, auditions for several singers. But when I joined the band, I turned it back to be a kind of death metal, because we were talking about what made us listen to this kind of music, to heavy metal and stuff like that. And for me, it was, as I mentioned, the thrash scene in the 80s and the 90s death metal scene. And why not just make what we like, instead of making something that to please other people. We have to please ourselves first.
Exactly.
Make the music with our heart, so that if people like, that's cool. If people don't like, that's cool as well. I will make music with my heart and the music that I like myself, not just to please some kind of record company or something, or to get the money on the bank account. For me, it's all. With the heart. So that's why we play this kind of music, actually.
I like what you just said, and I respect it so much. You are playing what you want to play. It's coming from your heart, and you're not selling out to some corporate label or something. That's to be respected. Right. I definitely respect that. And I want to congratulate you and all in Six String Slaughter for your band's debut release, just released recently. I think it was it this spring or this summer?
It was in August.
In August,
we released this worldwide. Yeah.
Yeah, Born Unspoiled. Now you are a three-piece band, and that doesn't sound like it in the recording. It sounds like you're a five-piece band.
Well, we have when we have to play live, we have to get a session bass player and a session guitar player.
Makes sense.
Søren Jensen is making all both guitars and the bass. And he's also the producer in the studio of our own studio, you know.
And
that's where we make the record, actually, also.
I understand that. So that's cool that Six String Slaughter in the studio could be a three-piece and do what they have to do. But I understand totally, when you take this live, you need to have more members to play to make the sound come out live. That's totally understandable.
Yeah, we could take in a bass player and other guitar player, but the team that we have, three of us, works so good together that it will be difficult to be a part of the team. That's why we choose to have session musicians with us when we go out live.
Absolutely. Now, I noticed when I visited the Metal Archives to check more about Six String Slaughter, I see that this was released, the Born Unspoiled CD, through Horror Pain Gore Death Productions, which is based in the USA. Could you tell us more about how Six String Slaughter got involved with this production company?
Well, we have recorded and made the entire record by ourselves, and after that we have been shopping it out to a lot of record labels. But Mike from Horror Pain Gore Death sounded like the most serious guy about our music. We had some Dutch companies who just wanted to make us as downloads and stuff like that, and we wanted to make a physical CD as well as downloads and stuff like that. So Mike has been awesome to work with, and we have been very satisfied with the way he has promoted the band. It's not a big record deal. We don't get any millions out of it, but we get our music out, and this is the most important for us, it's to get the music out.
Exactly, and being that this is your debut offering, it is very important to get your music heard out there, and as your band grows, I hope that you can get onto a better label that fits you, and that you can make millions of dollars, but we know how it is out there. This is not the way it is, really, but...
Somebody would put some money in Six String Slaughter, that's okay, but it's not the, as I mentioned, it's not the reason that I play music.
Exactly.
For me, it's a hobby, it's a passion, and I feel very passionate with the things that I'm doing, creativities, and so, you know, writing the lyrics, making up songs and stuff. It's kind of lifestyle or some kind of hobby that I can't stop, actually. Even if I would not play in Six String Slaughter tomorrow, I will probably make something else within music.
I understand that, because you have the passion for it, like you said, and this comes through within yourself, so that's a very cool thing. Now, how would you describe, in your own words, not being a fan, not even being a member or the writer and singer of this band, how would you describe the sound that is Six String Slaughter?
Well, the sound is like, you know, for us, well, it's a difficult question to ask, but to answer. But I think that the sound is you know, we wanted this brutal sound together with a clear and well, not so dirty sound, but still you know, we wanted our sound to sound like the old school stuff, but with the touch of Six String Slaughter itself.
I get you.
Did it make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. Has anyone ever told you, by listening to your music, I'm not saying that you sound like this particular band or this particular artist, when I hear Six String Slaughter, I myself am reminded a little bit of like a Cavalera Conspiracy or Max Cavalera. Have you ever heard that before?
One of my friends actually told me that when he listened to the record before it was released, and I thought, yeah, well, that's because you know me and stuff like that, and you know that I really love Max Cavalera and all the music that he has made from the early days in Sepultura and so on. But to get it from people who don't know me and from you, that's just an honor, because I really like Max Cavalera as an artist and what he has made. So it's a great thing to be compared with Max Cavalera.
But, yeah, it's a great sound that you have, and I would say you're a lot more than a death band, a death metal band. I do feel there's a little groove sound in there, and even a little bit of a thrash sound in there, and instrumentally, the musicianship is top notch. Great guitar work. It's really, really a good sound.
Yeah, we have been working with the record for like 2 or 3 years. We all have the daytime works and families and stuff to take care of. So we did not have time to work a longer period with it. Very intense work. We had to do it in small parts, doing 2 or 3 years. And we didn't work for a deadline. We didn't have any deadline. We were finished when we were finished. And after that, we get the record deal and stuff like that.
I see.
But we had no pressure. And we had, if we didn't make it today, we maybe make it tomorrow, you know?
Right.
Because we all have our priorities and we have a life beside the music, and the music is just a hobby, but we wanted to make the sound, the music, the songs as perfect as we could, so that's why it has taken those years. But it has been, you know, maybe 2 or 3 days of time, and then we had to skip it for a month, and again, maybe 2 or 3 days, and so on. So it takes time. We have our own studio, so it's not a problem with the studio time and stuff like that.
That's awesome. As I said before, Born Unspoiled is an outstanding effort, and I'd like to know more about the recording process. You said that the band itself recorded the album, produced it, and was responsible for the production of it. But where was the effort actually recorded? In what studio?
It's in Søren Jensen's own studio called the Six String Studios.
Very interesting.
And he has made a lot of other stuff with other Danish bands, especially the underground bands. So he's working in the studio, and when we have time for it and we could work intensively for a few days, we did that. After the recording, we sent it to the Hertz Studios in Poland, where bands like Behemoth and Vader are working, to get it mastered. And that made the last punch, you know, it's like a fist coming out of the speakers sometimes.
Nice.
the Polish people there, they are very, very skillful, and they did a very good job. And we are very satisfied with the final result.
Outstanding. And who was responsible for the CD cover art and your very unique logo? I'd like to know more about that.
Oh, I think, I can't remember actually, but I think Søren was making the logo. And, you know, we have this flower on the cover, and that is our ensemble, actually, the three S's.
Right.
I think Søren designed that. I know that a guy called Niklas Mortensen, he was drawing the cover, and he has this company called Monkey Mouth, who makes artwork for bands and stuff like that.
Monkey Mouth?
Yeah, Monkey Mouth.
Very cool.
The cover itself is connected to the lyrics on the album.
I see. That's always good.
Yeah, it's, you know, born unspoiled. The small flower is actually grown up in a world that's just destroyed. You see, and that's what Born Unspoiled is about. In the lyrics as well, it's, you know, every child is born unspoiled, but every single person gets ruined by fools through time when they grow up. It can be brainwashing, religious stupidity, or it can be, abused by parents or whatever.
Right.
All the things that makes you the person when you grow up, you know.
Life.
Life itself.
Actually. Life spoils the born. That's what it does.
Yeah, it actually. And that's what all the lyrics is about in one and another way.
When I first noticed your logo, the first thing I thought of was martial arts. Like the three S's there, the six-string slaughter logo, reminded me of a martial arts weapon that you could toss and really do damage to somebody with. That's what I first thought when I saw it.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But some people have told us that it sounds like, you know, some kind of political sign or something like that. But it's not. It's only the three S's in six string slaughter that we have put together to this kind of flower and symbol of what you call it.
No, it's a really great idea, just that it appears to me like it could do damage to somebody if it was made out of steel or something. And you go,
oh, yeah, it would make a lot of damage, and I don't doubt that.
Yeah.
But we wanted a symbol, like if you see, you know, the Nike stripe, you know, right. That's Nike.
I understand you, yeah.
There's no letters, so we wanted just to have this small thing that is six-string slaughter.
I think over time, as people get more used to Six String Slaughter and get familiar with that logo, they'll get more comfortable with it. And what you're saying, I think, will be even more relevant, that when they see that logo, they'll know it's you. And as you get older and wiser and have more music out there, I think that's going to be an advantage for you.
Yeah, it is. Definitely. That's why I know has been working with marketing and stuff like that, so he know all about it.
So as I was saying, the band has a really killer sound, very enjoyable. I'm interested to know, has the band been out there busy performing live performances?
Not yet, but we are working on it. Next year we are going to play some concerts. First of all, here in Denmark, of course. But we will see how we can get out international, maybe. We just signed with a booking company called Dedicated Booking here in Denmark, and they will work for us and set up some live shows.
That's good to know.
We are also we have found a guitar player and the bass player. We have some auditions to make first before we choose, but we have a lot of people who really want to help us and make the live performance as sessions musicians. And so the interest in Sickling Slaughter is actually very big. We didn't expect that much response when we mentioned that we needed some session musicians. But it's also nice to know that people care about it and really want to help us.
Yeah, so, people want to hear the music, so it's good that you're getting things together, getting ready. So you say in about a year you'll be able to get out there and perform this music out there live. That's awesome to know.
Yeah, after New Year, in the New Year in 2015, we will hit the road. I'm pretty sure about that.
Very cool. Well, hit me up here at Metal Messiah Radio and let me know, and we could help spread the word for you. We'll let the people know that you'll be wherever you'll be.
You know, we will.
When we play your tune, we'll say, check out 16 Slaughter. They'll be playing in your area or whatever. Whatever we can do to help you out, we'll let you know. Well, you let us know.
That's awesome. That's awesome to know.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you so much for your support. That really means a lot to us. And we really, I'm almost speechless.
Well, that's what we do here. This is our hobby. Our hobby is about the underground, about, you know, this kind of music that needs to be spread worldwide. And so this is what we do. This is our hobby.
We really appreciate that. Thank you very much.
And we appreciate bands like 16 Slaughter. So it's a win-win situation.
It is, definitely. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And that's the good thing about heavy metal, the heavy metal scene. Well, we never seen each other. We just have the passion for the same kind of music. And still we are like friends. Isn't that awesome?
That is
awesome. All the world, all people in the world only would listen to heavy metal and be in this kind of heavy metal brotherhood worldwide. Well, the world would be a very peaceful place to be.
It'd be a different world for sure. Wouldn't it be so political, especially with what's going on in the world today? It'd be a nice, more pleasurable place to live if it was all a heavy metal related world.
Yeah, it would, definitely, because there is some kind of special brotherhood between heavy metal freaks worldwide.
This is true.
I can see it. I go to the Wacken festival in Germany every year, and, well, you can see people in Cannibal Corpse shirts, you can see them in Twisted Sister shirts, you can see them in whatever shirt, and still everyone is just making horns, "Whoa, cheers, hey, have a beer," and stuff like that. It's just one big party. And I even saw something where the police were telling the press that, Wacken is one of the most peaceful festivals they ever have to work in.
Awesome.
So there's a minimum of violence, there will be some, but it's a minimum. And the crimes and stuff like that, almost nothing. So if you could put 70,000 metalheads together on one small area in Germany that normally has like thousands, a population of 1,000 people or so. That's awesome. And all the people who live in that small village, they are happy. They are very, very happy because they make some money of it and they just join the big party. And it is a big party. So
yes.
heavy metal festivals is like, you know, peaceful parties.
Yes, and I call these people metal maniacs, and metal maniacs should run the world to be a lot better place, like you were saying.
Yeah, it will, definitely. So it's also because we get the aggression out through the music. We don't listen to some dubstep beats and beat each other up. No, we make a mosh pit.
Right, yeah, moshing. Yeah. I visited your web store on your homepage. I'll give the site there. It's sixstringslaughter.ticktail.com. I got that right?
Yeah, sixstringslaughter.com. Yeah.
Yeah. And at that site,
yeah, it is Ticktail.
I saw that you had merch available at that site, which is always a great thing. I see you have t-shirts, you have this CD, and the two previous EPs available there. So that's an awesome thing. So if you are interested in Six String Slaughter, you need to go to sixstringslaughter.com, go to ticktail.com there, check out the merch, and support Six String Slaughter.
Yeah, or you can go to the Horror Pain God Death website and buy our CD as well.
That's good to know, too. Thank you very much.
Thank you, too.
Yeah, what do you do when you're not doing the band? What do you do for your livelihood?
Oh, I work on Novozymes in Copenhagen, and I make what's called in English zymes for food production, actually. So it's a lot of with chemistry and stuff like that.
Wow. So you're like a scientist dealing with chemistry.
Yeah, you're kind of.
Yeah. So what's next for Six String Slaughter? You said by maybe the beginning of 2015 that you're going to have a live band, a band ready to perform live. So we know we have that going on for that for us. Have you started writing for the next release? Are you working on that at all?
Yeah, we have worked with some ideas. They are just ideas still, but we are working on it, yeah. And we have some ideas for new riffs and new songs, new lyrics actually as well. We will work on it, but we will not have this kind of deadline again. So we are not releasing next year, but in 2016 will be quite realistic to get some new from Six String Slaughter.
Absolutely. If you have a new album out there every 2 years, that's a great thing, if that's possible. You know, some bands can't get new music out there after 7 years. So it's good to hear that there is something coming up down the road at some point from Six String Slaughter. We'll be right back. see the band in the years to come? Do you see the popularity as far as, I'm not saying, you know, we're talking about the underground, but we're talking about also Six String Slaughter becoming more well-known out there. How do you see the focus on that in the years to come?
Well, as the word gets spread, it will spread around the world, you know.
Yeah.
And hopefully people will support the underground and not only the big bands that have a commercial breakthrough. I think it's hard to say where we are in a few years, but we will work on that. We will get even more spread out through the world, and hopefully people like it. And well, let's see what's happened in 2 years. We will do our work, and then we hope that people will like it, that people like you still support it. I'm sure you will, because you are so awesome over there.
And that's what we do. And,
yeah, exactly. And then well, yeah, and then we'll see where it all ends.
So this is great news you're telling me. So to sum it up, the fans out there, it's good to know for them that they can expect more from Six String Slaughter down the road.
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure that they can expect more. Not next year, maybe some live performance. They can go to a concert and we will shake hands with them, say hello and thank you for coming and stuff like that. And we can have a beer together, we can talk and stuff like that. We are not hiding in our backstage room close to close away from our fans. We would like to join the fans, you know.
I understand.
And we stand in our merchandise place, you know, and sell the stuff ourselves, so people can go talk with us if they want. So to be among the fans it's quite important, I think, because I don't see them as fans. I just see them as people who like the same things as I do.
Excellent. So, and I hope at some point get over to the USA for a show, for a tour, or something like that.
Oh, that would be awesome. That would be a dream come true. I've never been in the States yet, but I always wanted to go there.
And I wish that for you.
And if Six String Slaughter ever goes on tour and it was in the U.S., that will be a dream come true.
Excellent. I wish you the best with that. That's for sure, Daniel.
Oh, thank you so much, David.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I would like to thank you for this great opportunity and great interview. I think we touched upon a lot of great stuff there. Is there anything that you'd like to say to your fans that are tuning in at this time?
Keep it metal.
Keep it metal.
Let the world be a peaceful place to be. Make some mosh pits instead of violence. Go to concerts. Support heavy metal in any kind of way you want it. Don't download your music. Don't steal it. Buy your CDs or records or LPs or whatever you want. Just support the band. Thank
Absolutely.
You very much.
Absolutely. Support those bands that are bringing out this music, that they can keep bringing out this music. When you buy their merchandise, so they buy their CD, this way they have some money coming in and they can put out more music for you. That's the way it goes, right?
That is exactly how it goes. And thank you so much for your support again.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Before we conclude with our interview, I just want to make sure that we covered all the bases, that we brought everything out to the people that we could. That being said, if there is something that you would like to mention that we have not done yet, let's do that.
Oh, I can't. I think we have been pretty much around what Six String Slaughter is about. The lyric, the concept, the cover, the music. Well, that's pretty much it. If people want to ask us questions, they are welcome to write to us on Facebook or send us a mail. The contact address is on our website. So if you have any kind of questions about Six String Slaughter or just want to say hello, you are very welcome to write us anytime.
Very cool. And would you like me to give the Facebook, your personal Facebook, the band's Facebook, so people
can
contact you? Daniel Wilkins on Facebook and Six String Slaughter on Facebook.
That's awesome. Yeah.
There you go. All right. Well, I want to thank you again for this opportunity, Daniel. I've had a great time learning more about you and your band. I wish you and all in Six Dreams Slaughter continued success, a very happy and successful new year, and may you have much more music in the years to come. And I want you to know, in the future, with every future release, you know you can come back here on the Metal Meltdown on Metal Messiah Radio to talk about your music.
That's awesome to know. Thank you very much, David. And thank you to all your listeners. Thank you to all the heavy metal fans worldwide. Thank you very much, all of you.
Thank you very much, Daniel. And just know this, you can count on Metal Messiah Radio to have continued support and playing Six Dreams Slaughter, without a doubt.
You are a tough guy. You are so cool. Thank you so much, Dave.
It's what we do, my friend.
Yeah, right. That's awesome. Awesome.
How about we go crank up some more Six Dreams Slaughter and crank it up loud?
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it. Crank it up loud.
Yeah.